are now listening to Scarcasm Live. Scarcasm Live is a geekscarraw.com podcast. If you want to send us an email, you can always do so at scarcasmlive@gmail.com. Twitter, I am Scarfinger. The pimp is Big Daddy with one D, Harold. If you want to reach us on Google Plus, I am Scarfinger Hoodbridge. Pimp is Harold Pimp Daddy. And we use the Dream Team community page for further engagement with all of you. If you want to contact us on Facebook, there is a Geeks Gone Raw Facebook group. And if to send us a voicemail, the number is 757-774-8447. The music for the show is provided by the homie Laid Back for Life. You can catch his mixcast at laidback4life.podomatic.com. We thank you very much for checking the show out. We appreciate your feedback, and welcome back to the Pride. Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy Scarfinger, and this is Scarcasm Live. Yay, rub your nipples. Pimp's in the building.
Word up!
Scott's in the building.
Yeah!
What was that? and hopefully the homie Laid Back is going to be in the building, because we're going to get into a little bit of a discussion about Batman, Superman, Batman, Dawn of Bullshit. Hold on. He's in the building now.
Yeah, man, I didn't want to interrupt you. I know you're doing your whole intro, but what's up?
Okay. Hey, what's going on? So we're going to talk about some Batman's, Superman's. But before we
Hercules,
do that.
Hercules, Hercules!
Please, no. Didn't Civil War was. Who died in the Civil War comic book? Was it Hercules?
No, it was Giant Man.
Okay, yeah, Giant Man gets killed by the robot Thor.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I remember, like, when it was somebody like that dies. All right, so we're going to get into a little bit of what we've been watching, what we've been playing, and what we've been listening to, because I got something that's the hotness right now. It's been a while since we talked to both Scott and Layback. It's a little bit less so for Scott, but Layback, how are things?
Busy and hopefully calming down, man. It's just been crazy, like, this past month. Like, I've been running pretty much, like, the whole DJ and thing at our club, so it's been...
That's really awesome. Like, you know, like, you really, like... The crazy part about it is, like, you started just mixing shit on your iPod, and, like, you're a fucking DJ now.
Gotta have goals, man. Gotta have goals.
Yeah, I see you posting on Facebook and every, like, Friday, Saturday night, man. You working it.
Trying to.
How far did you have to go to learn and all of that other stuff before you could actually really do, like, club gigs?
A lot of it was just going out, meeting people, like, really watching, like, techniques and everything. And then from there, it's kind of like building and learning how to, like, do the actual techniques. It's a little bit more complex, like, explaining it, but it's real easy to pick up, like, over time. But it didn't take that long, really.
Okay.
Now, how did you feel on the first show?
The first time I did it, it was pretty good, because, like, I knew I had the skills, and I did it for, like, it was a New Year's party, and then I did the grand opening. Like, the club did it backwards. It's one of those weird things that they had a grand opening after their New Year's party, but it was an existing club, and they changed the name.
Okay, that happened to the club around here. The only real club in Newport News at this point. It used to be a country western bar, and then they relaunched, and it's for the Negroes. It keeps being shut down. Every once in a while, it keeps being shut down, and because they lose their liquor license. But here's what's happening. Like, it's the only club in this area, so all of the Negroes go. And because of all of the Negroes going there, you know, shit keeps happening. And because shit keeps happening, they keep shutting down their liquor license. But they always get their liquor license back, because all they have to say is, well, the stuff is happening outside of the club, in the parking lot, you know, people going down the street and stuff like that. It's not happening
in the club, so you can't really blame us for that. So they keep having to do that. Oh, they keep going back and forth over and over again about, I wish I had the liquor license down. No, because it's not happening in the club. You can't blame us for that. Like, it just keeps happening over and over again.
That's wild.
Uh-huh. Okay, question for you, Lee.
What's up?
Have you played The DJ Saved My Life yet?
I have not. I wanted to play it, but I haven't played it.
Well, you got to mix that in this weekend, all right?
I might, because
they got a trap version of DJ Saved My Life.
I don't know. They might. I actually had to look for it. I know I have, like, it's all like EDM, like club dance music that I have.
Okay. But, okay, speaking of that kind of music, please tell me y'all have listened. I know Pimp hasn't, but please tell me y'all have listened to Watch the Stove.
Is that what you've been posting lately?
Bruh, for April Fool's, Hamburger Helper put out a mixtape, and it is flames, dog. It is basically trap music. That shit is bassy. It's like basically they did Hamburger Helper versions of like trap music. That shit is so real, dog. It is. I mean, it's amazing. I can't talk highly enough about it. It's fucking dope.
I saw you post it, but I was at work. I was like, man, I ain't got time to listen to it. But I know you're talking. It's only, so good about it.
It's only five songs, and they're about 2 minutes apiece.
Okay. Damn.
So they're not really that long, but man, that shit is hot. It's like, wait a minute, I really listened to a Hamburger Helper mixtape right now.
Is it only on SoundCloud?
Boom, 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 boom. Hamburger Helper.
Yes.
Boom, boom,
yeah, boom. It's only on SoundCloud right now.
Okay.
Like, what's the lyrical content of this?
No, it's like normal trap music, but they're talking about Hamburger Helper stuff.
Hamburger Helper, boom, boom, boom.
But the way, like the first song, is like the way that they're talking is they're talking like they're, you know, it's they're talking like normal trap music, like they're talking about cooking up, like cooking up drugs or something like that. But really, they're talking about the way that you would make Hamburger Helper. It's like it sounds dumb as shit, but the actual sound of the music mm-hmm. is amazing. Like they really went to some real people to make these.
Damn, Hamburger crazy. Helper, boom, 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 boom.
So that shit is dope as fuck. I enjoyed that shit quite a bit. It's like the best. It's like the best. April Fool's thing of all time. Like seriously, is the best April Fool's thing since the original Akuma thing for Street Fighter.
You know what, man? I got hit bad on April Fool's because I seen it and it didn't register to me that it was April Fool's. But I'm a big fan of Outkast, and I seen it was like they're coming out with another album. They're
coming out with the album with what you call it? The album with Organized Noise.
Man, I was so hurt when I found out it was just a joke. Oh my god.
Yeah, it was like April Fools, but go watch that Organized Noise documentary though.
I about cried. I was hurt.
But I mean, I know Big Boy in the documentary, he says that he's going to have them work on his next album. So, we don't know if Drake going to show up on the album at some point. But we know they at least got Organized Noise back. And I watched that documentary. I don't think I talked about it much on the show, but I very much enjoyed that. It didn't end. The end of it wasn't very happy at the end, but I very much enjoyed the Organized Noise documentary. It's on Netflix right now. So let's get into some other stuff. I already talked about two things. I talked about Watch the Stove and I talked about the Organized Noise. Let's go around the room. Scott?
Let's see. Start watching that Iverson documentary. It's on Netflix.
Yo, that the Iverson documentary, I say it gives you a very good view of where I live. it teaches you a lot about the area, and it also when I watched it, I was like, I know all of these places, except for the parts that take place in Pocosin, because it's, you know, most of black people don't really go to Pocosin very much. But they talk about that, like it's all discussed in that documentary. I very much enjoyed it because it's a view of here that most people don't see. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
It's all right. Like I said, I started watching it. I didn't finish it, but it was pretty good what I seen of it. think I got up to about where the time they started talking about how they had changed the dress code for the NBA for when they weren't on the court. They had to be in suits there in public or whatever. It's like, oh, man, I remember that shit.
And we're talking about a Hall of Famer, Allen Iverson.
Yeah, didn't
they finally announce that today?
Yeah, they announced that, him and Yao Ming and Shaq, right?
Yep.
I just don't know how Yao Ming could make it. I mean, all he was a big-ass Chinese dude.
No, Yao Ming, if it wasn't for those injuries, Yao Ming was a bad boy.
Yeah.
But I think him being in the Hall of Fame was a little bit more, it was just as much to do with his play as what he did for basketball in China and all of that other stuff. I think it's a combination of the two. If we just talked about it from a basketball perspective, he was a really good basketball player, but injury sidelined him quite a bit. But Yao Ming was a bad boy.
Okay.
Like, I mean, when he first got in, like, he was playing really well until he got up against Shaq, and he blocked Shaq's shot. And then Shaq started dunking on him just as, like, payback. Because, you know, Shaq is petty as fuck. So.
Y'all hear he was in WrestleMania last night wrestling?
Oh, my
He God. Was?
Yeah.
I heard about
it. Oh, my God. Who'd he fight?
It was like a battle royal. So it was like him and, like, 19 other people.
And did he get kicked out or did he win?
Yeah.
He's like one of the first few to get kicked out.
Yeah, he won't be able to stay that long in there, especially because he's old. Like, you know, this ain't young Shaq.
Yeah, but you got to remember, it's all fake anyways.
It's all fake, but you can't really fake getting slammed on your back. Like, you can do techniques to lessen the blow a little bit, like how you fall and, you know, the way you put your arms and shit out and all of that other stuff. But, I mean, you did just get slammed on the ground.
Like, but if they wrote the story for him to win it, though, then he would have won it.
Nah, they would never have a celebrity win some real shit after the fucking WCW thing where David Arquette won the fucking championship. Like, no one will ever let a celebrity walk off the street and win another fucking championship ever again.
Yeah, but that wasn't for a championship. That was just a battle royal, right?
Yeah, but I mean, usually if you have one of those battle royals, if you win the battle royal, that means you're the next up for a championship, right?
That's only in the January Royal Rumble.
This was just a regular battle royal.
Oh, okay.
This was them putting a whole bunch of people in a damn ring so they could fill some time.
Yeah, because it was WrestleMania.
Now, who did the Undertaker fight? Because I saw the Undertaker fight.
Shane McMahon.
Shane McMahon.
Oh, my gosh, that fight. It was just like two old dudes fighting, but it was like the best.
Yo, I'm going to tell you like this. That picture that the Undertaker took with the guy who made the face when he lost.
Oh, yeah, I seen that.
Yeah, where Undertaker was making the face. Yeah. That was hilarious. I enjoyed that quite a bit. I like it when celebrities have a little bit of a sense of humor about themselves and the mystique around them. I enjoy that quite a bit. So that I don't watch wrestling. I haven't watched wrestling in a long time. But yeah, I enjoyed that. I like the picture and, you know, some of the storylines seem interesting. Like the dudes coming out in the Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Big box of booty-os.
Booty-os.
I don't understand the booty-os thing. I've seen clips. I mean, because I got a bunch of people on my Facebook that are way into wrestling. So they posted stuff of the dude holding booty-os on the sideline. And I'm just like, you know what? I don't even want to know what booty-os are.
All I know is that someone on Twitch was streaming WrestleMania. So I watched just a little bit. But that
okay.
was... Because that's how I know the Undertaker was.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit lessened now that he done lost, right?
Oh, did he lose?
He lost a couple years ago.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, the thing was the Undertaker never lost at WrestleMania. Yeah. So that was the reason why you watched the Undertaker wrestle at WrestleMania, to see if he could keep up the streak. And now that the streak is over,
Yeah, but still, he was in a Hell in a Cell match, man.
I mean, for real, that him versus Mankind Hell in a Cell match is one of the greatest matches of all time, and they're probably sick of hearing about it.
It was his
birthday the other day, and I saw a picture of someone made a cake, and it was surrounded by a cell, a Hell in a Cell.
Damn.
Oh, the birthday cake, and it was just say "Happy Birthday, Mark." It was a ring that was the actual cake, and it said "Happy Birthday, Mark" on it. I told you I don't watch wrestling, but I saw that shit. Are you? It's still on you, Scott.
Let's see. I'm trying to think what else I watched. Getting caught up on Supergirl. I'm trying to think.
I haven't watched yet, but Blue is trying to convince me that I need to.
Well, I can tell you this right now. It does Superman better than the movie did.
Okay.
That's,
yeah.
It's just. I don't
want to
talk about it.
I got people speaking that blasphemy saying that it's better than Smallville, and I want to karate kick everybody who says that.
It's, like I said, it's only one season, so I can't comment on that yet, but it's getting there.
I will karate-size anybody who believes that this shit is better than my Smallville.
Well, see, this, I ain't got to wait 10 seasons just for, you know, just a. See a CGI Superman and a, you know, a shirt rip open. No, I got Superman from the first episode.
Oh, Superman was there?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, we can't. They haven't cast anybody to play him yet, but it was like a shadow outline. Then a few episodes later, she's fighting somebody she can't defeat, and she's like half out of it, and you know, red boots in front of her. You're fighting this guy that she couldn't defeat.
So she's fighting somebody she can't beat, and then all of a sudden he's like, surprise, motherfuckers, yep. And then just show up,
yep.
Needs to do while she's getting knocked the fuck out. Right.
But see, that's something that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. should have done, even if it's something just like what you're saying, you know what I mean? CGI or put the boots or something, because that's what Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I always felt was missing, was just one hero to come in once in a while.
Yeah, because I only watched the first two seasons, and the only thing you really got was old girl that fights with Thor, but not actual Thor.
Yeah,
yeah, and that's bullshit.
And now the actress, she got her own show now.
Yeah, that's just one. I mean, it's like I was gonna watch it with my future stepdaughter because she was kind of interested in that show, so I'll watch it with her. But we haven't had a chance to sit down and watch it. But since it crossed over with the Flash, I was like, oh, I gotta catch up now. So. Yeah, I got to get caught up on The Flash, too. I'm still, like, 4 or 5 episodes behind on that.
You said Future Stepdaughter. When's the wedding? Are we invited? Probably not.
I don't know when that's going to be. I got to deal with some bankruptcy stuff first.
I hear you. I've been there. all right, you got anything else?
Let's see. I'm trying to think of anything else I really watched. Been watching Better Call Saul. It's okay.
I haven't started yet. People have been telling me that I need to.
It's okay. It's not Breaking Bad. Don't go to expecting Breaking Bad. It's its own thing.
I had my coworker try to convince me that it's better than Breaking Bad, and I'm like, ain't no way possible.
No.
It's a comedy, right? It's more of a comedy.
It's like a black comedy.
You're Skyping a bit, Pimp.
It's okay. More of a black comedy. It ain't really, it's not like, boo-ha-ha funny, but it's some funny situations in it.
Okay. Anything else?
So that's about it.
All right, we'll go to Layback.
On what we've been watching, right?
We're talking about watching, and we'll go through gaming.
So much. My main thing is Gotham.
You're still watching that? I know a lot of people tapped out.
I don't know why, man. I don't know. It's just like I take stuff for what it is. I don't think too much about like history or whatever. And I know we'll get to that when we talk about the movie. But when I see it, it's just like, okay, I like this character. I like how this character acts. And, it's... I don't know. It's just like that certain feel. Like they have good writing, so everybody has their own unique personalities, and they do like. I don't know. It's like I can't explain it. I don't know. It's good. Basically, is what I'm trying to say. Like I enjoy it.
Okay.
What else? Man, I'm having to go through Hulu right now. Sorry. I have been watching The 100 also.
The 100. I've heard of it, but I don't know anything about it.
Basically, it's the first season. It started off, they're running out of supplies in outer space because, the whole reason they're in outer space is because of a nuclear apocalypse, and they had to wait so long before they can return to Earth. But they send, the children who have been accused of space crimes or whatever, they send them to the ground first.
Okay.
Once everybody's back on the ground or whatever, I mean, it's just like chaos. There's no real organization, but show's really good. I don't want to spoil anything.
Bro, I think you could spoil it.
I wouldn't. It's so much explaining.
But has it gotten better? I mean, I remember they were flirting around with Joker. Did they finally get the Joker character?
Wait, are you talking about Gotham?
Gotham, yeah.
He totally switched back.
Like that?
Like, oh, the fuck? I thought we moved on from that.
Yeah, that one got me okay.
Well, no, here's the problem. The wife walked in and just started distracting me. I'm surprised she didn't start talking.
Good job, buddy.
I know. Good job.
Yeah, he's right there. He came in like on a completely different part, but he was muted that whole time. As far as
I thought there was a guy you thought that was going to be the Joker, and then he got killed, and you're like, well, I guess he's not the Joker.
Basically, yeah. Oh, that guy who played that role, he's from Shameless. Yeah, I don't know if anybody watches that.
I've heard of it, and I know people who really like it. But I've never watched it. It's so much stuff out here to watch.
Yeah.
And so like the time I move on from something, it's like, all right, I'm gonna start this thing, and then like and then like some shit will happen. Like I'm sitting there and I'm like, all right, like, what am I gonna watch after Daredevil? And it's like, new season of Archer's on Netflix. Yeah, bitch. And so I just start watching that.
You know, that is what sucks, because the moment you finish something, there's something like right now. Once I finish what I'm watching, okay, well now we've got Orphan Black.
Yes, it comes. That's this month, ain't it?
Yeah.
What's that? Season three?
Well, season three is on Amazon.
No, that's four.
But four is going to be on TV.
See, I haven't started it, but I was thinking about it when y'all were talking about it.
You should. Me personally, I think Orphan Black is the best show on TV right now, hands down.
I concur. That is the best show that I've seen from TV.
As in, like a drama, or what is it?
It's a sci-fi drama.
Yeah.
Okay. It's this girl who's a clone who basically finds out that she is a clone, and now someone's trying to kill all the clones.
Wait, you're not supposed to tell them all that. Look, a girl who was out of town, she comes back into town in order to see her daughter who's with her adopted mom. While she's at the train station getting ready to catch a train, she sees a lady who looks just like her basically step in front of a train. So she grabs her shit, because the lady puts her shit down before she steps in front of the train. So she grabs her shit and try to figure out what the fuck's going on and why did this lady look like me. And then you get into the whole the conspiracy about clones and all of that other shit. But basically that's what gets you started. You know, she sees someone who looks exactly like her get killed, or she commits suicide by stepping in front of a train, and then she has to figure out what the fuck's going on.
Okay.
But it goes so much deeper than that. It's so deep,
dude. I recommend.
It's great. It's great though. I recommend that to anybody. But you put at this point, it's only on Amazon, unless you like BitTorrent or you got a Fire Stick or some shit.
Yeah, I got Prime. I
recommend.
Yeah, it comes highly recommended from anybody who's watched it. I'm pretty sure it's highly recommended. I've never heard anybody who watched it say that it wasn't really great.
And once you get up to the clone dance party in season two, man, oh, that was the bomb.
You were not supposed to tell them all that.
No, that way he gets to it. Come on. Clone dance party in season two is the shit.
You tell them enough to get them in, and once they're in, then they get to experience all of this stuff for themselves.
Bro, you need to get in. You're missing.
Okay. All right. You got some more?
What else? There is Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Never watched. Heard it's really funny.
Pretty funny, yeah. Every once in a while, Blackish is kind of funny also. Fresh Off the Boat is really good.
Fresh Off the Boat is funny.
Oh, my gosh. Superstore. It's a new comedy on NBC.
It's like a Walmart type deal, right?
Something like that, yeah. It's pretty funny.
Say, yeah, I can't watch that. I'd be living a nightmare.
The same way I can't watch Storage Wars. I can't force myself to watch Storage Wars.
Yep.
What? Okay.
that guy on Storage Wars.
So Pimp, can you watch can you watch ER?
I can watch House, because House is the same damn thing every time. He's gonna treat him for some sort of cancer or some kind of funny.
It's no, House is, we're gonna fuck you up till we get it right.
Dude.
The show. House is, we're gonna fuck you up till we get it right, the show.
It sounds like
this is what I get.
The show.
They go into that damn MRI, right? or their so-called MRI, CAT scan, or whatever it is, and it just happens to fit the CAT scan and the MRI, and it's the same damn machine, and it's always basically the same images. And it's like, dude, you never even put the coil on the patient, and the patient's just moving their heads all around, and you're supposedly getting MRI images of these guys' heads. See, and I'm just
this is why like, I watch storage.
What the hell?
Because I'll just critique the whole fucking thing.
You know, and I'm just sitting there, what the hell are you doing? But I'm laughing the whole time.
But it's a serious show, and you're laughing at it. That's
well, because it's not that serious, because if you hear, they do the same workup every time.
Yep, and they always think you might have lupus,
and they always stop it just before he's about to cut you open.
Yep, I told you, the house is let's fuck this person up until we get it right.
Yep, and it's always some strange, erotic freaking disease that 1 in 500 million people have. So you know what? That just makes me never want to go to New Jersey, because if I ever move to New Jersey, I might be one of them ones that have that fucked up disease.
Well, it's supposed to be. Well, the whole thing is, it's supposed to be a mystery, because House is basically he's like the medical version of Sherlock Holmes. That's why his name is House.
And that's fine. And that's why I love the show. But damn, everybody's got a freaking strange ass disease, you know?
If he had a regular disease, he could solve it really fast, and then you wouldn't have a show.
Well, but you need to have a regular disease once in a while so you can move along.
Just somebody that pops in with a regular disease.
I wonder how many of those people actually will have lupus.
Oh, that was...
I watched a few seasons. I think I watched 2 or 3 seasons. I don't know why I stopped, because I really like that show.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm in season 3, and it's like, he might as well just go ahead and hump the shit out of Cuddy, because he wants Cuddy bad.
I believe at some point they have a baby together.
They need to, because, I mean, he wants Cuddy bad. Now, do you know... Oh, well, I'm going to skip.
I think I heard that somewhere. That's a spoiler, but who cares at this point?
I'm going to skip House. Here for real quick. I started watching a show that had a young version of Cuddy in it.
What was that?
The West Wing has a young version of Cuddy, and she's playing a hooker.
Wow.
And that woman from West Wing to House did not age. She looked pretty much the same. Anyway,
you know, I found it weird that the chick from Orange Is the New Black played in the other Walking Dead show, Fear the Walking Dead. She was in the first season, and for the first half of the season, I didn't realize that was her. She looked and she acted so differently, because in Orange Is the New Black, she's like Puerto Rican badass mommy. And then, you know, in this, like, she's just a regular, like, house mom that works in a hospital and, you know, trying to help people out and shit. It's just kind of weird.
All right, Jay, I'm sorry I stole your thunder there.
Oh, you're good. I think I'm going to try to run through these quick. Last Man on Earth, Flash, Empire, and some of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I was watching Empire. How did you like them coming back with Empire?
I actually did like it the way it happened, but... It's always hard to figure out where they're going to go with stuff.
Dude, I've been telling Scar he's got to watch that show. That show is the bomb.
I want to.
Dude, right now, how did you think, what's his name, looked in his Pee Wee Herman suit this week, though?
Wait, Gotham?
No, Empire.
Pee Wee Herman suit.
Yeah, you didn't watch this week's Empire?
Wait. When does Empire come out? It comes out on Sundays or Mondays?
No, Empire came out on the 31st last week.
You're talking about Hakeem, right?
Hakeem was in that damn Pee Wee Herman suit.
He's sitting in the chair, right? Oh my gosh.
He looked so funny in that Pee Wee Herman suit this week. I was like, trying to be a baller. Oh, I'm now the new CEO of Empire. And he's walking around in a fucking Pee Wee Herman suit.
It's bad, because he's really got a big head right now, like, just insanely big.
But I saw a picture of him in a suit with a whole bunch of what looked like stamps on it. He looked like
somebody Herman.
It looked like he made a suit out of old food stamps.
That was his Pee Wee Herman suit.
That was completely ridiculous.
That shit was funny.
Flash is great. I hate the fact that he went back in time and then came back and shit was different, but we don't know how much stuff is different, and we're not going to find out for another few weeks.
Yeah.
But I hope they don't keep playing with this time shit, because That's what fucked up Heroes. Every time they went back in time, they just fucked more shit up. So I really hope they don't keep playing with this time shit.
Yeah, I mean, I like Flash, but I don't know. At times, it's just like the jokes are good, but they're a little bit corny. If that makes sense, like.
Well, yeah. Isn't it supposed to be a little bit corny? I mean, he wasn't supposed to be the most funniest character.
Well, they're trying to push Cisco or something.
Yeah, and then the fact that we know where Cisco is going to go, and he knows where he's supposed to be when he met his doppelganger, but he doesn't know how to get there. It's confusing, but hopefully, because of one of the changes that they made, that other dude with the gloves is back, so hopefully he can help Cisco get what he needs in order for him to be the Vibe or whatever the fuck he wants his name to be.
Yeah. So
that's all you got?
That's it. Yeah.
All right, Pimp, what you got?
All right. Well, first I'm going to give a shout out to the West Wing Weekly podcast with Joshua Molina. He's the guy who plays the district attorney in Scandal. Anyways, he made a podcast about the West Wing.
He was also in Sports Night.
He was in Sports Night, and he's in West Wing. But he's doing a weekly episode of the West Wing. So now I make sure and I watch one episode a week, and I listen to the podcast. And actually, it's actually nice to have someone who was on the show that's sitting there explaining some of the stuff that happened in that show. But that show, actually, for being as old as it is, it does stand up. It's holding up pretty good.
Word up.
We spoke about Empire, you know, in the Pee Wee Herman suit last week. That was funny.
Sports Night is Aaron Sorkin. Is Aaron Sorkin also, right?
Correct. Aaron Sorkin did Sports Night, and he did The West Wing.
Okay.
You know, and it's a really good show. Then I watched, and a shout out to Netflix podcast. I've been watching Daredevil, and I made it through episodes 1 through 4. And I gotta say that this season, Foggy has become like my man. I love watching Foggy. Whenever he's getting on, he's killing it.
Bruh. Foggy gets better. Like, oh man, Foggy's the man. I like it.
I just hope they don't kill him, and don't tell me if they do, but oh god, I hope, because whenever they get you to like a character, then they kill him.
So yeah, Foggy's the heart of that show. I love Foggy.
In Buffy. He's the Xander of that show.
And I appreciate how they didn't let the Punisher really talk until like episode 2. You know, he didn't.
I think their characterization of the Punisher is spot on.
Oh man, he is just freaking awesome. And then what was it, episode 3 or 4, when they had to fight inside the stairwell?
Man, listen, the stairwell fight is like, yeah, buddy, that's what I'm talking about.
That was
the same way the fight in the first season, was it the second episode where he was fighting in the with the slave traders and they had the little boy?
Yeah, now that's where they spent all their money on the first season. So I'm just hoping, as I was saying before, I hope they don't spend all the money on that fight and then they don't have anything for the rest.
Nah, you good. Trust me.
You know,
you good. When Elektra shows up,
dude,
like I said, it's going. Well, it goes from 0 to 100 real quick.
Bro, that one scene at the end of episode 4 where Elektra's in the house and he walks in and he just sees her and basically goes, Elektra. And it's like, holy shit.
She is batshit insane. And it's glorious.
Dude, all I know is that I mean, I'm glad that I'm going 1 or 2 episodes at a time with that show. I want to just power through it, but then it's like, if I power through it, I don't want to not enjoy it. You know what I mean? I want to be able to watch it, enjoy it, think about what I watched, and not lose it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Actually, there's an episode of the Boondocks, and it's called Attack of the Killer Kung Fu Wolf Bitch. That is exactly who Elektra is. She's the Killer Kung Fu Wolf Bitch.
Wow. Okay.
And, I mean, you'll understand when you get there, but she is the Killer Kung Fu Wolf Bitch.
Well, I know episode 5 is where they really get into her, but I haven't started episode 5, But I mean, that's coming up probably tonight after the pod.
Okay.
Or sometime tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah, just wait till you get when Punisher gets to prison. That's where that show really took off.
Well, they just arrested him. That was episode 4 where they arrested him.
Okay. I think you still got like 4 or 5 episodes till he's actually like sentenced to prison.
Okay.
It pops off right then and there. It's like, oh,
okay. Yeah, buddy. Okay. Don't say no more.
Now, I am kind of sad that they put him to jail or they arrested him so early. I wish he would have.
No. You all right. Trust me.
I like how. I got to say, I really like how Daredevil saved his ass on that last fight at the merry-go-round.
I can't say no.
Well, I just like how Daredevil saved his ass at the merry-go-round fight, basically, and then took him away and then left him in the graveyard to get arrested. I really did like. I did appreciate that, and I think that made the Punisher respect Daredevil a little bit more. I hope.
Yeah, I got you.
And then I finished House of Cards, and all I gotta say is that this last season was fucked up. I mean, oh my god, you want to talk about some insane shit that went on? Claire Underwood.
I haven't finished the first season. I plan on watching it at some point. Do not spoil me.
All I'm gonna say is that for this season, Claire Underwood is my VIP for this season. Her character development in this season.
And her giraffe neck?
You can put let go of her giraffe neck. Her character development this season made the show. She was the star of the season.
Her giraffe neck is the show.
No, she was the star of the season. And actually, when you're ready, man, I would even do a episode by episode if you want on that. That show is just that good.
Really?
I would do an episode, weekly episode with you if you want to do that.
I don't know about all that. All right. So that's all you got?
Dancing with the Stars, I'm watching with my wife. And they've got Paige Van Zandt from UFC. And she's actually pretty good. And I just hope the hell she wins. And my stupid ass, because she's on the Dancing with the Stars, I've been playing with her on UFC Fight.
I downloaded it. I haven't played yet.
Well, when we get the games. But, I mean, the only reason I'm playing it a whole lot is because now I want her to win the championship, too.
Wow. All right. That's it?
That's it for TV for me.
Okay. No, it wasn't just TV. We could talk movies, too. But let me because I only have one really TV show that I've been watching. I've been watching a lot of YouTube, but just random YouTube shit. I've been watching a lot of Mass Effect stuff, and I really want to play Mass Effect again. But Flash is great. We already spoke about that. I watched with my girl. I watched the Temptations movie again because like it's so much stuff that she hadn't seen. So she likes playing old music. So I was like, hey, that song is on the Temptations. That song is on the Temptations. You should probably watch the Temptations. So we watched the Temptations movie, and holy fuck, dog! At the end, man, it got real bad for your boy. I was in here like. like my boy blue dad.
You know it was also a decent movie like that also? The Frankie Valli Jersey Boy that came out last summer.
That, I don't know anything about that.
That was actually that's about Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons. And that was actually a pretty damn good movie too.
All of these music movies are pretty good. And like the best part about it is my girl ain't seen none of these. So I get to watch stuff like, and you know, like she hasn't seen a whole lot, but I'm introducing her to stuff like, you know, we watch The Wood and like The Best Man and all of that type of stuff. I'm trying to ease her into The Best Man Holiday because Best Man Holiday is another one of those where you can cry your ass off if you've seen the first movie. But I'm easing her into some of this stuff and we get to, you know, I get to watch all of this stuff with someone who's never seen it. And that's probably the best way to rewatch something.
True.
So, yeah. Hey, but I think that's all I've seen other than Batman's, Superman's. And then I did watch The Reanimator.
That's
oh
what God, we got to talk about is Reanimator.
That movie's terrible.
Well, first off, who was it? It was Chase who recommended that movie.
Yes. And, can y'all please stop suggesting this terrible ass shit?
Well, The Reanimator was what? From 1985. And basically it's a doctor who is experimenting with this reanimation serum that brings people back to life.
And how the fuck did everybody who got brought back end up like really kind of fucked up except for that one guy? And the one guy, not even the fact that he was reanimated, but he was reanimated with his head separated from his body, but for some reason he still has control over his body. This makes no fucking sense. It makes no fucking sense at all. Like, it's so fucking stupid. I'm like, this makes, can somebody explain this to me? Like, I mean, I know it's an 80s movie and 80s movies get kind of stupid sometimes, but fuck, this movie is stupid. And that whole movie was just building up so we could see that lady's titties, dog.
Dude, okay, this is all I gotta say about that movie. It's at least the best of the bullshit that we have watched.
Nah, bro.
Well,
Monster Squad,
but it was one of the
Monster Squad's a classic, man.
This was definitely one of the better ones that we watched. But here's my whole thing. This is, why did the guy have to take the blonde girl to the morgue, tie her ass down, to then basically go down to eat up on her?
Yeah, he was trying.
I mean, yo, that, like, scene right there, my man
commanded his body to hold his head so he could suck her titties and eat her pussy. And like, really? Like, that's you have your head is separated from your body, and the only thing you can think of is eating this chick. Like, that makes no sense. Like, at least command, like, your body is technically dead, so you may have rigor mortis, so that means you're probably always on hard. At least command your body to fuck her. Like, makes no sense for you to try to eat her. You know, like, it makes no fucking sense, though.
I mean, but this, okay, besides the fact that some of the CG, well, I wouldn't even say CGI. Some of the special effects kind of blew, like the cat, that cat was so pathetic. And even the head being cut off.
They need it. You know what? I'm gonna say this, and I probably shouldn't say this, and a bunch of Star Wars fans are going to hate me, but they needed George Lucas to go in and redo those effects digitally. Like, seriously, they needed to do that.
Well, here's the problem.
We needed a CGI cat.
You can't do anything to that movie, because you can't even remake that movie because of how bad the story is. But, I mean, it is something that if you watch it, it was good for its time. And
it probably was good for its time. It ain't good now.
It was good for its time. And you know what? It was good for a laugh. And
it's one of those movies that you had to see it then in order to appreciate it more. Like how I didn't like Blade Runner, because I saw Blade Runner like a few years ago. Like, I didn't see it at the time, so I'm just like, this movie is boring. Or like how I didn't really enjoy The Crow, because I saw it years after the fact. It's one of those movies that it must have been great during its time, but if you watch it now, you're just kind of like, not so much.
So anyways, though, I think what we're going to do, though, is we have agreed that we're going to take a break from the listeners recommending, and you and I are going to recommend one a week to each other, just for a couple weeks.
That's it.
But, well, we're gonna do it so I come up with a better way to keep track of all of this stuff. And I found out a better way to do it by doing it through the website, but I'll announce that in a little bit.
I just found two movies. That's why I say I found two movies.
You found two movies. Hold on to those, and there's gonna be a place on the website for you to put them, so that we can keep track of what we've watched and all of that shit.
But
I got it. I got a good idea of how to do it.
But for the next show, we are gonna watch the new Pee Wee Herman movie.
Yep, we're gonna watch the Pee Wee Herman movie, and then after that, we're gonna Pim's gonna watch Dope, and I'm gonna watch Dope again.
I gotta watch Dope.
Yeah, so we're gonna watch. Yeah, we're gonna do Pee Wee and Dope.
Yep. All right. So run through games real quick. Well, that was me. Want to run through games real quick?
Word up.
I'll go first. Fuck it. I played a lot more Division, most of which I'm helping people, not necessarily like trying to further my character, even though I started a second character. I have a female and she is a 7, I believe. So I have a 30 and I have a 7. But like, some of my friends are like in the teens, and I'm like, well, I can't really play anything with y'all. So that kind of sucks, but I enjoyed the Division quite a bit, and I'm kind of thinking about possibly getting a season pass.
Word up.
This is when the other people who played the Division could chime in.
Well, I played the Division, and I played it with my man Jay Laidback, and damn, is that fun. Especially when we get together and we start shooting shit. And I think right now I'm level 20 or 21, but that game is the shit.
You know something I learned about this game last week? Someone mentioned, they were talking about some shit, and they were talking about Borderlands, and I went, you know what? The Division is serious Borderlands. It really is. Like that game owes everything that it is to Borderlands 2.
I just find that game to be fun. And I appreciate the fact that when I go out and
just like Borderlands.
And I find something, at least I can find something and it can be useful.
Just like Borderlands.
You know, and I appreciate
that. He's going to keep playing just like Borderlands.
Jay, how about you? Because I know you've been playing Borderlands. Borderlands.
I actually watched Jay live stream.
Yeah.
Actually, I need to start back doing that. But, yeah.
And then I was making suggestions the one day I watched quite a bit of it. And I was like, well, the only way I can make the suggestions is on like Facebook, and then you got it like way after the fact.
Yeah, which it actually sucked. Because I don't know, my phone doesn't go off like it should, but I looked at it, and usually I don't try to scope anyway. Like, not like double scope, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'm enjoying The Division. I think today I made it to level 23, but it is hard getting to a level 30. Like,
no, I'm going to tell you, this is what's going to make it a lot easier. Do all of the missions in the Flatiron District. When you do all of the missions in the Flatiron District, when you go back to the safe house, he gives you a blueprint for a purple AUG. That AUG will carry you through the end game.
But it's like my main thing is more time consuming than like just being difficult.
It is a grind, and you know what? That's what I'm appreciating about this game. You know, is that I can play it. And if I'm not putting 20 hours into it in one day, I'm slowly leveling up, and I'm enjoying what I'm doing.
Yeah, and it's more rewarding than Destiny.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Sorry to cut you off, Jay.
No, that was it. I think that's the only game I've actually played, though. But
now you keep like we play it together. We've done a bunch of missions, and we've actually played with Scoba. Shout out to Scoba because he gets in there with us once in a while. You know, and actually, when Scoba played with you and me, because he was like a level 11 or 12, and we were both like 18 or 19 that one day, we actually boosted him pretty well. We got him up to like 15 or 16.
Yeah,
that's how we are on Xbox. That's how we are with Ace. Ace is always behind us, and he was just like, man, he's 28. I'm going to stay back here. Like, he's 28. I'm gonna stay back here. So it's like, and then we're like, man, just pop your crits. What we call the pulse because it ups your critical damage. So we say pop your crits. Like you just stay back there, pop your crits, and heal people when necessary. All right, man, I'm down. Like you're not helping.
That one shot, yeah, man, it sucks, man. Low level.
Speaking of Xbox, as of Friday, guess who's gonna be joining y'all?
Oh wow.
That's right.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm gonna get Division and Destiny on there.
I can't get Destiny on there. I might get the Division for the Xbox though.
Well, I have Destiny, but I have that's where I have the Taken King.
I wanna get the Taken King version of Destiny, and also I wanna hook up with some of the guys from Warstat Radio. So that way, because those guys are playing on Xbox only, and those guys are pretty awesome. And shout out to those guys, because if any of our listeners go over there and listen to Warstat, and you want to get through the raid on Xbox, they're willing to help out.
Word up. Hopefully they don't die every 5 minutes like y'all did when y'all tried to get me through the first raid.
Nah, they're all 320 and higher. Both of them are like 320 and 320 and up.
Yeah, but then, I mean, but y'all kept dying. Me and Layback were on the left handling business. Next time I know, I'm down. What are you doing? Me and Layback was like, what's wrong? It ain't even this hard over here. I'm down.
Also, we didn't know exactly what to do. Like, I guess it's been so long.
I never done it, so I didn't know what to do at all.
Well, I've only done that particular raid once.
I think I've done it twice, but you were saying, like, the way you were talking, is like, we're going to run through this in, like, an hour, hour and a half.
We should have, but
Yeah. All right, so what else have I played? My girl and I played some Banished. I love Banished. It's kind of a village building game. But we set up, you know, I'm on my computer, she's on hers. We were playing the same map, but we weren't playing the same, if that was... You know, we're playing the same map, but we weren't playing the same way.
Okay.
But yeah, man, I love Banished. I popped on a little bit of Hexic, just to mess around because it was on the Xbox. I was like, you know what, why not? I played some Madden in some 2K, not anything to write home about. I was going to stream some more Madden, but I never got around to it. And then I haven't played it yet, but Left 4 Dead 2 is on backwards compatibility now.
Woohoo!
And I was supposed to play. I was supposed to play in the game night on the OFR game nights on Fridays. I was going to play some Left 4 Dead 2 with them, but I ended up skipping it because I was balls deep. But so yeah, that happened. But yeah, I'm gonna get on and try to play some Left 4 Dead 2 sometime real soon.
Have to go pull that out and download that.
Have to go find my copy. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad I still had mine on my shelf right here in front of me. So I was just like, you know what? That's done. Also, they finally got Halo Wars also, even though you know, I haven't played Halo Wars in a bit, but I remember when I played it was actually pretty fun.
Yeah.
Word up.
I think that's all that I played. I'm going to play the other game of Lifeline. I played a little bit of Lifeline. I don't know how much I've talked about it on the show, but I played through Lifeline and the backup to Lifeline. Lifeline is it's kind of like a choose your own adventure type thing. With the first one is a guy, he was on a spaceship and he crash lands on this planet. And he can't communicate with anybody except you. So basically, he kind of sends you text messages, and you know, he'd get to a point where he'll ask you something, and you can pick one thing or the other thing, kind of like choose your own adventure. And like, you can tell him to do the wrong thing, and he'll die, so you have to go back. But that I really enjoy that, and it's when you play through it the first time, you play through it in real time. So you tell, he's like, okay, I think I'm gonna go to sleep now, and then he won't say anything else for like a few hours because he actually went to fucking sleep. Like once you start it over, you can play a shortened version where he'll just constantly talk to you, but it's actually pretty cool. So he'll like send you a text message, and like you'll go to sleep yourself, and then you'll wake up, and he's been like, yo, I've been waiting to hear from you, dog. Like, what's up? So it's kind of cool. I like that. I like the idea. And then there's another Lifeline. There's a Lifeline 2 that has a completely separate story. So, and it's on, you can get it on iOS and Android. It's $1.
I'll pass.
Sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I have Google. I have the Google,
service.
I do Google reports. Yeah. I do Google rewards, and I got like $40 in Google rewards. Golly. And, because I've done it for quite a while, and I don't really spend a lot of that money. So I got like $40 in Google rewards, and I've been using that to rent movies for my girl and I to watch, because we, you know, that's how I got The Best Man, because I know I got the disc around here somewhere, but that shit's in the closet. So fuck it. I'll just rent it for $3.
Okay. Dang. That's crazy.
Yep.
What I was going to ask you about Banish, did you get that on Humble Bundle or something?
I had a bootleg, and then I got it I ended up getting it from a Humble Bundle, but I had it on bootleg for quite a while before. And like playing Banished by itself is cool, but it doesn't have a lot. But if you do the Colonial Charter mod, you get tons of shit to build and to do and to try to manage and stuff like that. It's actually really cool. I like it quite a bit.
Okay, how's it? Are you still playing Prison Architect at all?
I have not played in quite a while, and they've done quite a few things. There's been quite a few updates since the last time I played. And you know, the Xbox One is on early access or whatever it's called, Xbox Preview or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I haven't played in quite a bit, but I want to. It's just about time, having the time to, you know, every time I want to do something, one of the OFR homies is like, yo, I'm getting on the Division. You know what? I'm going to go on the Division too. That's pretty much how this is going.
Okay, that's understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, when we finish this podcast, me and the homie Jay Layback are getting us Division.
Yeah, for
sure. he's like, okay, that's news to me.
Nah, I was already playing it before, like, everybody's like, let's get on this podcast.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Scott, I'll let you go.
Because right.
You've been quiet for me.
Yeah. Because I don't play none of these stupid ass games.
Dang.
Really? I said I played Madden.
Yeah, I'm gonna skip Madden. You know, that's what I play like every fucking day. So I'm playing right now, busted through like four games. But let's see. Got that Mortal Kombat XL, been playing that. It's pretty good. just use the, you know, the new characters that they have.
So with the XL, that's like all the DLC? Because I was actually looking at that.
Yeah, it's all the DLC.
And so, is there more coming out beyond that? Or is that like just the complete edition?
I think that's it. It's the complete edition of it.
Okay. And it's a full price game?
Yeah, I think it was $60.
Okay. Cause I might get it. Because I meant to get X and just never got around to it.
Yeah, that's why I was just going to wait till this drops. Because I remember Mortal Kombat 9 had a like complete edition or something.
Is there still people playing that like competitively, or you just play it?
I just play single player.
Okay.
So yeah, the Alien and Predator fucking OP is all get out. What makes it even more fun is the Alien is a Baraka.
No. Like, he has Baraka moveset, or...
Yeah, because, like, that's what the facehugger got attached to was a Baraka.
Wow.
It's even funny, like, say you're playing as Alien and you're fighting Jason, and you do the facehugger fatality. When the Alien busts out, it's got a little hockey mask on.
What? Oh, man. I kind of got to see this now, because, like, I'm imagining it. I'm like, man, this is crazy.
Yeah. Let's see what else, Well, this probably transitioned to our main topic, but I also got Arkham Knight, and I haven't really got into that yet. I've only been playing like the little DLC missions, so I got the season pass, which, yeah.
That game was great. The cars, the driving, some of the races, though, in Arkham Knight was kind of hard, but, I mean, otherwise, that game was great.
Not if you had it on PC!
So yeah, it's like I haven't really gotten to the story mode yet. I've just been playing, like little DLC missions where you play like as Batgirl, and another one where you play as the Red Hood, and the one you play as Harley Quinn that take place before the game. So I ran through those real quick.
And then there's one where you can play as Nightwing, I believe.
Yeah, there's Nightwing, and there's one as Catwoman.
Yeah.
Well, that was DLC, right?
Yeah.
These are all DLC.
Okay.
Like I said, I think I got it on one of the sales.
Bless you, whoever that is that's sneezing in the back.
That's the wife making her spot.
See, I think I got it on sale. I got the digital edition that comes with all the DLC. It was like, I think, $40.
Okay.
Let's see. Like I said earlier, I got Rock Band 4. Kind of pissed because it lost like almost half my songs because licenses are up. And
should have stayed with 3 and got them customs, dog.
I know, but... All my instruments are broke. It's like, you know what? Just upgrade. Get the new one.
Yeah, I mean, if all your instruments are broke, like, can you play a full band? Like, do you got one guitar that works?
Not for 360.
Oh, that blows.
Yeah. Kids are rough on them. That's why I got 2 guitars for this one. I still got one in a box. Ain't nobody touching that one.
Yeah, but yeah, it's team fuck y'all when it comes to my other guitar.
It's like, I'll bust it out, got 4 people that's going to play, but other than that, it's staying in the box.
Word up.
Yeah, I think that's all I got for games.
Pimp? Because Layback said all he did was the Division.
Well, I did Division with Layback. I did some UFC fight, UFC 2. That game is hard as shit.
Yeah, it ain't EA MMA. I ain't going to touch it.
I know, right? They really should just give us a little bit. Just give us one server back for EA MMA. Like, I just want one.
Dude, but that game is hard as shit. That's all I gotta say. But when you can actually make it work and you can get a knockout, it's sweet when you can knock someone out. Been playing my Penn State. I've got, I think, 3 more games left in the season. And then I'll decide on if I'm gonna move or not. What else? I played Destiny, and I am not playing Destiny again until after April 12th when we get the new update. And the reason is because this week or last week was Iron Banner, and I played for 6 fucking hours on Iron Banner. 6 fucking hours on Iron Banner, and my light level is 310, and every fucking drop I got was under 300. And I'm like, how am I supposed to level up or do anything? Why am I even wasting my fucking time playing this game if you're not going to give me a drop that I can infuse or do something with it? So I was pissed, and I rage quit after 6 hours and put the damn game in the box.
I hear you.
And I mean,
I probably would have put the game in the box if I had a box.
But I would. I
don't have a box on PlayStation. I bought it digital.
But you know what I'm saying? It pissed me off.
But I still would have found a box to put it in. Like I could have put the whole PlayStation in the box. I think I could have done that.
And what else? that's it. I have Dirt coming from Gamefly. That's coming this week, so I'm gonna try that.
So Pip, you go get EA Access when you get your Xbox.
Definitely, man. Dude, you know how much money
I got. A question: Can you game share EA Access?
I don't think so.
Okay,
because it's $30 for the year, right?
Yeah, it's $30 for the year.
Bro, you know how much money I'm going to save.
Here's the only problem with EA Access. You got to wait. Yeah. You got to wait quite a bit. Because here's what I thought. I thought Live was on Access already. Apparently it's not, because I had it loaded, and then I tried to play it, and it only let me play that Pro-Am bullshit. It wouldn't let me actually play any games. I'm like, man, that's some bullshit.
Yeah, but like right now.
I tried that the other week. I was like, man, I want to play the game. I want to play this stupid stuff.
I want to play the thing where I actually try to put my character in the NBA, you know?
But like right now, you can play Madden, basically.
Yes, I can play Madden 15 and 16.
They just released NHL.
Okay, so and that means I won't have to buy NHL again. I won't have to buy Madden anymore.
You get a few hours on UFC.
Okay, until they get.
I don't know if they got any restrictions though.
What about? I want to call it Tiger Woods, but it's whatever. Rory McIlroy.
That's not on there yet. I'm waiting for that one.
Not on there. Okay. What about?
You can download and play a certain amount of time.
It's got a 10-hour trial on it, but it should be out here soon because that came out not too long after Madden.
And what about like FIFA? Do they put the year FIFA's after on FIFA? There. So, see, I mean, everything that I would want to play would be there, and then you get whatever else is in the EA catalog, right?
You get Peggle, Need for Speed,
Battlefield.
The old UFC is free. All of that shit. And the Battlefield Hardline also.
Dragon Age. Okay. There you go. I mean, there's shit to play.
Yeah, it's actually worth it. If you're willing to wait for the sports games, it's very much worth it.
Dude, I can't really see besides NBA 2K, and the only way I would buy NBA 2K, and I mean I love that game, that is my number one sports game just about every single year, is unless they make the story mode better this year, I won't see myself buying it day one.
I think I'll still day one it. I day one'd it last year. I day one'd it on PC because I got it for $35.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, unless they did something better with the story mode, I'm not going to day one it. I'll just Black Friday.
Yeah, it all depends. I might try the PC again. PC has some problems up front with frame rate and stuff like that. But I played a ton of it.
Oh, I played
I put a ton of it on my YouTube account, and it's my least watched videos. People don't want to see me watch. People don't really want to see me play 2K.
I mean, I played a ton of it, and I'm getting ready to start another My Player because now I've got another 200,000 VCs that I got from playing the card game.
I was talking with the homies, and I think one thing I might want to do, I think I want to do a, I want to play somebody other than a guard, because I always play guards.
I'm doing a center this time.
I don't think I want to go quite center. I may try to do a power forward.
Nah, I want to do basically a Shaquille O'Neal center.
Good luck with that shit, bro. I'm trying to step back and shoot some J's at least. Like, I need a few J's. But I got you. But yeah, I want to do that sometime soon. And I think I might start a Madden create a player. But I'll probably put it up and let y'all pick the team.
Well, I'm almost done with my Madden season. I only got three more games.
You stopped streaming.
It just, you know what? When I get down to sit down to play, I'm not even thinking about it.
Fine.
But you know what? When I do stream, I've been trying to stream on Twitch.
Yeah, I streamed because you can't stream on Xbox to YouTube. So I did when I played Madden, I did stream to Twitch and then I moved it to YouTube.
But yeah, I've been streaming it to Twitch, trying to get some followers over there. And I'm Big Daddy 561 over on Twitch if y'all want to follow.
Okay, we got you.
And that's it really for gaming, was just those
Okay.
Oh, so I've been also playing some Elder Scrolls Online, and oh my god, don't that game is the shit.
You mean that game is shit?
No, it's the shit. I just
you mean it's shit?
I just love those kind of games, and you know, there's actually a game coming out on the 12th that will probably make me not even play Destiny because I already bought it.
You bought that, what you calling
crap? Dark Souls 3.
Yeah, fuck that.
Oh, that will probably make me not even worry about Destiny when the update comes out.
Yeah, good luck with that shit. I don't want nothing to do with that. Dark Souls or Demon Souls or
Because you can't Nepo it, man.
That's right. If I don't have the possibility, I mean, I can't Nepo the Division, but I'll survive.
Oh. See, I got with that when they had that for Games of Gold, Dark Souls 2, I couldn't get past that first boss. I was like, fuck this game. Delete.
See, see, y'all just got to put the time in, man. You got to put the time in.
Man, I got little kids running around here. I ain't got time to be putting time like that. That's why I played my Madden. I could pause it and do something real quick.
Yeah, Demon Souls, you ain't pausing no Demon Souls. You pause that shit and they're going to come up on your ass and kill you. And then take all your souls. But that's it, man. That's all I've been playing.
All right. So, all right. For anyone who doesn't want to hear about the Batman's, Superman's, thank you for checking us out. And we'll get back in your ear next week. Because there's going to – I might put a clip in, or I might go ahead and end this. And then I'll break it up later. I'll figure out how to break it up later.
I think we should break it up and do a separate show.
Yeah, but I can't stop the recording, so that's all. That's the reason why I said that. So, thank you very much for listening. For everyone here, thank you very, very much. And we're out. And after the break, Batman, Superman's. Peace out, Warriors. Okay, so we're all gathered here today to talk about the death of an American icon, which is Batman's and Superman's. He has survived by
Martha.
The rest of us. Martha. Right. Survived by Martha.
Martha!
All right. I'm not even going to talk that much because I'm not the big Batman, Superman fan. Like, I'm not a huge fan. So.
Well, hold up. Can I take the reins on this one?
Go ahead, have fun.
All right, let me have the reins. So tonight we are going to talk Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice, the brand new movie that just came out. And what we're going to do first is we're going to go around the room and I'm going to have everybody just say what they thought of the movie. Then we'll get into basically the characters, what we thought about the characters, and then we're going to break it down and we're going to spoil the shit out of the whole damn movie.
I don't even think we need to do all that, but I got you.
We're going to do it in a little bit of a formation. So okay. I'm going to start off with Scott, because you are the biggest of the DC fanboys. Yes. Give us what you thought of this movie.
Where to start? Boring. Straight boring. I've had more fun watching Superman 3 than this fucking movie.
Bruh.
Word.
I would have rather watched Superman Returns.
Yes.
Okay. At least Superman Returns had the airplane thing, and I'm like, fuck yes, man, this is fucking Superman.
All right. Jay, what's your thought of this movie?
I kind of agree with Scott. Like, it's got its moments where it's like really, really boring, but when it had action, it was like, okay, this is pretty decent action, but it just took so long to build up to it.
Okay. Scar?
I thought that the first half of the movie didn't make any sense. It was just kind of all over the place. And because I watched the bootleg, it was in a foreign language. So every time anybody spoke in a foreign language, the subtitles were in a foreign language also. So I didn't know what the fuck they were saying. But it didn't change how I feel about the movie. I thought the movie is unnecessarily convoluted. I think they retconned the story for no reason at all, and it just didn't work. And then I hate the fact that this is supposed to be the Dawn of Justice, but you only saw the Flash and Aquaman in like little cutscenes. Like, you didn't even see them in the fucking movie. Like, they did all of that stuff to, well, Aquaman, they showed you the guy in his costume and all of that kind of stuff, and you saw him for a grand total of 2 minutes.
Was it even that long?
Yeah, was it that long?
It was probably right. Like 30 seconds, honestly. Yeah.
Are you ready for me?
Yeah, go ahead.
I hope y'all sitting down, because I'm the second DC fanboy, and this movie was definitely a C-. And I'm going to tell you right now, and I'll start off with why it's going to be that bad for me. My wife, who is just a casual fan, didn't even know what the hell was going on in this movie. And the problem with this movie is that it's a deeply flawed movie, and it is banking on the last 30 minutes that it will make up for every error that happened in the beginning of this film. And I think that it is lacking because it was rushed in its production, and there's so much compromising that probably had to be done by the studio.
Why the fuck did Doomsday look like a Ninja Turtle? Like,
dude, there had to been so many. The studio had to compromise, and I'm going to take a guess that what the director wanted and what the studio wanted was two different things, because you had in this movie you had three or four different movies basically going on, and you could see where they were trying so hard to set up for every other movie. And I'm sorry, yeah, there was four stories that did not work together, and it was a total flop.
They tried to do the Marvel thing, but they tried to do it all in one movie, and that's not how this works.
Well,
that's
not how it works. Other thing is, there's no real build up to it. You have the one Superman movie, and then you just go to this. It's like you have to build up to something like that.
But yeah, I think they were done filming this movie like the summer of 2014. It took 2 years for this movie to come after they got no film in it.
Well, here's number one. Okay, I guess what we'll do is we'll go around and we'll talk about the cast and everything in this movie. But the number one problem is Zack Snyder. Zack Snyder is a good producer, but this movie looked too much like 300 and too much like Watchmen.
They need to stop giving Zack Snyder these movies.
He yes. And fucking Zack Snyder because throws the damn dream sequence in there, and the damn dream sequences that he does to bring us back to 300 just is not working anymore.
But he also did Man of Steel, so I cut him a little bit of slack.
I don't know. How do you guys feel about Zack doing this damn movie?
I mean, it's obvious he fucked it up. Like, he fucked up.
Well, number one, his first mistake was basing off of Dark Knight Returns, which is one of the worst comic books of all time.
But he wasn't only using Dark Knight Returns. He was also using, remember when they flash forward and what was that one where they were using the other Batman comic book?
Which one are you talking about?
When Batman was in the glasses and in the trench coat.
It's based off of something, but that's more like an Injustice, Gods Among Us kind of thing.
Okay, but they use that, and then they use the Flash, because all the dream sequences came from Flashpoint, right? They came from the Flashpoint.
No. Like, the dream sequence, that's kind of setting up more like an Injustice kind of storyline, where Superman goes bad and, you know, decides he's going to rule the whole planet. That's why he has, like, a Superman army, and then they throw in Darkseid, and... Yeah,
but when Bruce was getting the flashbacks, that was coming from Flash. Those came from the comic book where Flash was giving him, when Flash was going through different worlds to find the Batman to give him the correct history of what's going to happen. I remember reading that, and that was like a Flashpoint or something.
I say, well, a Flashpoint. That was when there was the different universe where Bruce died instead of his parents, and his dad became Batman, and his mom became Joker.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw the cartoon movie the Justice League Flashpoint Paradox.
Yes.
That was creepy because dad as Batman, it was kind of like this Batman where he just used guns. He's just like, fuck all these toys, I'm just going to use guns.
Yeah, and I mean, they ask us in here to fill in the blanks a little too much in this movie.
Yes.
I don't know. How do you guys feel about that?
Like I said, they rushed it, you know, then like they sat on it for 2 years. They could have come out with two or three movies in between there, set up something else.
In the dreams, every dream sequence, I was like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah. Thank you. Even my wife was asked what the hell's going on in there with his dream. Okay, so how do you guys feel about, and we'll go to you, Jay. How do you feel about Ben as Batman and Bruce?
Honestly, like, it worked, but it wasn't, like, the greatest thing ever. Like, it's kind of hard to explain. Like, he did the whole Bruce thing very well, but Batman, I just didn't like his look. Like, he looked really, really bulky. But, I mean, I guess that's what you need to be.
That's the whole Dark Knight Returns thing that they try to base it on.
The armor just seemed all kinds of wrong.
Yeah,
the armor was a little bit missed, whack. But okay, Scott, how did you feel about Ben?
he did all right. I liked him as Bruce. I mean, you know, it's just I could see him in more movies as Batman. It's just like first 2 hours of Batman, I didn't like. But after, you know, him and Clark ended up having their fight, I was like, okay, he's Batman now. The true Batman.
Yes, he won me on the Batman because of his fighting, or at least the fighting that they did, that won me for him. And it did make me think he is Batman.
He also came off as like a real asshole in a sense. Like, there's only one part where he seemed like he's compassionate. He's like, what's going on with this? But for the most part, he's an asshole. Like, he didn't really, I don't know, his character was way too serious.
I liked him better than Christian Bale. I'll just say that. I liked him a lot better than Christian
Bale. He was, yes.
I hated Christian Bale. You know, here's what I think. I think he, as Batman and Bruce Wayne, was just fine. I think the writing, he did the best he could with the writing. I think with a better writer, he would be a better Batman. He wasn't the worst part of this movie, like we all thought.
No, he was definitely not the worst part. And even
the worst part of the movie was the writing for Superman.
Well, we're going to get into some more of the worst part of this movie in a minute. But speaking of Superman, okay, Scar, since you were already talking, how did you think Superman was portrayed? I mean, we've already seen him in Man of Steel. So how did you like it this time?
I didn't think he did a bad job as the acting. I just the writing was bad.
They definitely made in this movie, they made Superman look so damn dark. And so scary. And, you know, the one problem I have, and I don't know how you feel, Scott, but every time I've ever read Superman or even Justice League, anything with Superman in it, he's always the ray of sunshine. He's always the bright hope.
He's a Boy Scout.
Yeah.
And the fact that he showed up to Lois is like, man, I don't even know what happened. Shit, I might as well just go ahead and leave. Like, what the fuck? That's not Superman.
No.
Well, he was conflicted here, I think. What do you think, Scott?
I understand what they're doing. They're trying to make him more like, you know, the new 52 Superman, which they're getting ready to kill off anyway because they see it's not working. So I don't see how they're supposed to continue on with this movie series if that's not going to work. So, I mean, it's like, I mean, they make it seem where, you know, if Lois is gone, he's not going to be Superman anymore. You know, that's his world. No, that's not who Superman is.
No. And you're definitely right about that. They did make Superman seem like he's a bit pussy whipped.
You know, I there's this video of this guy. He takes Man of Steel and he just brightens it.
Yeah.
And it completely changes how you feel about Superman. Just by brightening up what you see, it feels better. The fact that it's so dark, and like you said, he basically made Batman Superman in the 300.
Yeah.
You know, with the 300 filter on it.
Dude, the stupidest and the worst part of the whole movie for me was one of them parts where you have the people on the roof in like a Katrina flood, and you just got Superman hovering over them. I mean, I don't know what you think, Jay, about the Superman character, but like when I saw that, that was just to me making Superman look so gloomy and scary, and that definitely was not Superman. Jay,
you still there? Yeah, I'm still here. I don't know. Superman really didn't bother me because I didn't really care for his character all that much. It's like, okay, this is the same person from the previous movie, and it didn't feel like he changed too much, but it felt like a whole lot was expected of him, and I really didn't mind his character.
There was definitely a whole lot expected of him from the whole world, and you're right. But
that's like, I just don't understand how, you know, they make it seem like the world hates him, but then, you know, he sacrificed himself, and then, like, everybody loves him.
I the way I took that is like, okay, like in a way, like the political stuff we have going on now, like you can have somebody who's probably like a great leader or something. But if somebody doesn't like you and it's like groupthink, if that person can convince everybody to hate this person, then pretty much everybody's going to turn on them. That's how I took it.
True. Which now brings me up to...
Oh, you're basically saying that their world is... that old girl is... Their world's Donald Trump? Is that what you're saying? That's what you mean?
I'm fucking with you. I ain't going to say that. Not that specifically. I'm fucking with you. If you think about it, like, okay.
It's like... Yeah, he's just like, you know what? It's basically like, you know, old girl was like their world's Donald Trump, and Lex Luthor was just the guy who had the who just had the money to do something about it. So he was like, you know, Lex Luthor. Oh fuck, I hate Millennial Luthor. Like fucking can't stand him. Yes. Like this Millennial Luthor is the. I was, you know what? I was wrong. The writing for Superman isn't the worst. Millennial Luthor is the worst part about this fucking.
Well, hold on. Before we get into Luthor, real quick, let's just touch on Lois, because I just hated how she was in every fucking scene.
It didn't bother me much.
She was around every goddamn fight, and it's like she just didn't need to be there in some of them.
That didn't bother me.
It's because that's, you know, Superman's anchor to this earth. She's got to be in there, because if not, Superman's going to go bad.
She is basically like Iris from The Flash. That's what she was in this movie to me.
Yeah.
I feel that she, I'm sorry, I just feel that she was in the way. And now we'll go back to you, Scar. I love you too, honey. Go ahead, hit us up with Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor.
First of all, the fact that he wasn't bald until the end of the movie, fuck that shit. Lex Luthor is supposed to be fucking bald. Second of all, Millennial Luthor, I'm not a fan. I just don't like it. And then the whole kidnapping the mama and all of that kind of stuff. What kind of bitch ass shit is that? I mean, Scarface said it best: no women and no children. That's not how the fuck you're supposed to do this shit. Like, I didn't like anything about Millennial Luthor. Like, nothing. And then the fact that he figured out a way to get onto the ship, and all of a sudden it recognizes him as a fucking Kryptonian. Suck my dick. Whoever fucking wrote that fucking bullshit.
Well, yeah, before, like, we say, what is his motivation during this whole fucking movie?
Right. I understood. I mean, because they retconned Batman, I understand why he's mad about this shit.
Yeah.
Like, they retconned the shit where, you know, his dad survived, and then his dad was in the building during Man of Steel, and he died during that shit.
Well, before I get to you, Scott, let's just get Jay's opinion of this Lex Luthor, because as a DC fan, I know you and I can sit here and tear this guy up.
All right. I didn't like his character, but I understood it. Like, I think he's going to be this way for this movie, and then maybe the next movie, because he hits prison or whatever, he's going to be like all hard, and he's not going to be as quirky or as, I don't know, weird as he was. I mean, that's just my opinion of it, but I don't fully know.
You know something? My coworker said, you know who he would have rather seen play Lex Luthor? Old boy from the Flash and Legends of Tomorrow, Captain Cold.
Oh, man.
That is motherfucking Lex Luthor. Like, that guy could be Lex Luthor. And if he got to be Lex Luthor, we'll be closer to the animated series where Lex Luthor was black.
Yes.
The guy from Breaking Bad was supposed to be Lex Luthor.
Oh, you saw that?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, he was.
Anyway, Scott, since you and I are both the DC fan guys, let's get some banter about Jesse Eisenberg on Lex Luthor here real quick.
It's like I said, what was his motivation in this whole thing? Like, he never know why he hates Superman.
Well, okay, the reason in the comic book that he's always hated Superman is because he didn't believe that one person should be basically a god over the whole world, and he was always paranoid that, you know, Superman would one day turn on the world. So that's why he wanted to make sure to have like an ace in his pocket to be able to neutralize.
See, my Lex that I grew up reading from, like, the After Infinite Crisis reboot, the reason why he didn't like Superman was because Superman was better than him.
And that's basically the way I remember it. And I mean, this, I'm going to just say this, this fucking guy right here is not Lex Luthor. Because this,
you went total like New York, New Jersey. This fucking guy over here, right. Like
this fucking guy right here.
Well, see, that's the thing. This is actually Lex Luthor's son. This isn't the real Lex Luthor.
But this guy just fucking sucked. I mean, Lex Luthor, this was Joker. This was not Lex Luthor.
Well, from what the rumors I heard was, like, Joker and Riddler are supposed to be in this movie, and he actually auditioned for the Riddler.
Then he should have been Riddler, because this definitely was not no fucking joke. I mean, this definitely was not Lex Luthor, because Lex Luthor... I mean, first off, this guy here should be locked away in the freaking... in the white room.
Well, I will say this. If he's supposed to be the son of Lex, I think he did mention that the corporation was named after his father.
Yeah.
So, okay, I feel a little bit better about that. Would it be in Lex Corp instead of Luthor Corp?
But Lex Luthor was always supposed to be really smart.
He was always supposed to be evil genius, but evil genius with a purpose. And this guy just didn't have a purpose.
He has no purpose. He's schizophrenic, going off the wall. I mean,
millennial.
I'm just going to jump ahead. In the damn party where he's sitting there giving that speech and he doesn't even know what the hell he's doing. And before he even gives the speech, he sits there, Bruce Wayne of Gotham, meet Clark Kent of Metropolis, finally in together in one room.
Yeah, so he knew who they were before. That was the worst thing.
But I mean, he basically knew who they were and their alter egos before. This is what the movie's telling me. What do you guys think?
It felt like a little bit of foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Did he really know at that point who they were?
Well, I'm going to take a guess. He did, because I mean, when we got the hard drive, when Bruce finally got the hard drive, he had all the other people's information. So why couldn't he have already had Clark Kent and Bruce Wayne's information?
That makes sense.
And they never showed it to us.
Yeah, and plus, you know, how easily, you know, Lois found out that Clark was Superman. Because, you know, follow the trail, you know, all this stuff happened in Smallville.
You know, and basically what? Clark Kent found out that Batman, or Bruce was probably Batman just by going to the party. When he overheard him in the...
Yeah, but I'm like, he's Superman. He has X-ray vision. Couldn't he just look? I mean, the part where Bruce sees him standing when he's doing the Batmobile chase, and he sees Superman, was like, I'm gonna run this motherfucker over, and Superman's like, bitch, and it just and the Batmobile just bounces off of him, and he's just like, nigga, are you fucking serious? and Batman is so fucking pissed off about this shit. It's like, you know that Superman, like, why did you think you was gonna run him over?
I mean, it's like the perfect thing of how they figure out who each other is from the Superman animated series when they first meet. Like, Superman peeks through his X-ray vision. Batman's like, no peeking. And then, like, later on, he follows Superman flying home to Clark Kent, and he's like, you know, watch him through binoculars.
Yeah, see, it makes more sense that they find out about each other that way instead of...
Most of it don't make sense. But before we get into more spoilers of the movie, what do you guys think about Gail Gadot as Wonder Woman?
She stole the show.
She stole the movie. Yes,
I think so. I like the fact that for the most of the movie, I had no idea. I wasn't thinking about like who she was. I completely forgot that she was supposed to be in the movie. So I'm watching the movie and I'm just like, who the hell is this chick? And then when they start talking about that sword or whatever like that, and she's like, yeah, I know where it is. It's like, oh, she must be somebody. And then the shit just started falling into place. I completely forgot. That part is on me. That ain't writing. That ain't, you know, that part is completely on me.
But yeah, I definitely agree. She stole the movie.
I guess I didn't understand how she actually fit in the movie. She was just like at places. I don't know. Was she looking for something or something?
Well, she technically, I don't think, really fit in the movie. She just happened to be at the same party.
No, you can tell she was written into that movie. She wasn't originally, like, when the movie was written, you could tell they wrote around her, because she, until the very end, she had nothing to do with the actual Batman Superman story.
It was something where Lex had a picture of her from World War One, which is when her movie set in.
Oh, okay.
But we didn't get that.
She was trying to get that back. Okay, that makes sense.
But we didn't get any of that until over an hour and a half into the movie.
Like that's first started when they're at the party.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't get that until Bruce Wayne got back.
Till, later on in the movie. Yeah, they didn't pay off till later on. But yeah, it was just one that they threw him in because they're trying to rush this to make a Justice League movie, which they could have done a solo Batman movie, a solo Wonder Woman movie, and a solo Superman movie before they did Justice League, because that's all that really matters. Because everybody else can later in.
I still say she's too skinny for the role. She didn't look like she was badass enough. Physically, she didn't look like she was badass enough to really handle that role.
But I did love when she was fighting Doomsday and he kept knocking her down. And she was smiling. She was like, "I'm ready for this fight." It's like, yes, mm-hmm. That's Wonder Woman.
And she kept slashing at his calves and shit. Yeah. Like,
so well, I mean, we've been spoiling it pretty much in between. But if we start at the beginning, where do you guys, do you think the beginning? Did they really have to go back and show us Batman's origins again?
Well, they had to. They had to give us a reason that Batman would be mad at Superman.
But
like because there is no other reason why he would want to take Superman down. Well, like I understand wanting the contingency, but they put the "I want a contingency" plans in the hands of Lex. They didn't put it in the hands of Batman to want the contingency. It just so happens that Batman got it from Lex. They got the idea from Lex.
But now, did he got the idea from Lex, but did Lex really just feed it to him because of the fact that Lex knew that the Congress wasn't going to let him bring I'm talking about. The kryptonite.
I think it's a, no, I don't think so, because I think Lex pretty much had his stuff already set. He knew Batman was involved. He was like, okay, all right, if you're going to do it, I'll let you do it. I'm going to have my shit, but you can have your shit too if this is what you really want to do. I just don't get it. Again, it goes back to what the fuck is Lex's motivation here?
That is one of the biggest questions of this movie, because Lex, I mean, the only thing we have is as his motivation is the fact that he wants to kill Superman.
Yeah.
You know, but I honestly think they could have just started this movie right in that Senate building when they blew it up. And I think everything before that, you could have just skipped.
Yep.
Well, it did make for an interesting moment when she looked at that glass, the T.
Yeah, she was you can see that look on her face. She was like, hold up. And then just like, shit was all fucked up. Because she started talking. She looked at the glass and was like, wait a minute. And then she kept trying to talk. And then that thought hit her like, Lex ain't here. Fuck. Boom. Like, you can see that. That was good acting, because you can see that shit on her face. Like, the realization of, oh, shit, I just figured this out too late. Boom.
And but that would have been a great scene right there to just start the movie. Because, I mean, okay, fine. We know from the last movie, the last Man of Steel, that, okay, Superman is going through, and when he fights, he is tearing shit up, and people are getting a little bit upset because maybe he is
How the fuck do you frame Superman with bullets?
Yeah.
Once again, that I don't know. And that's a freaking plot hole that never really got explained.
He got super speed, right?
He's got super speed.
Hey, super strength,
right? He don't shoot nobody.
Super strength, right?
He's got super strength. Nobody.
Hey, and he's even got fire super strength. All he got to do is poke somebody really hard, poke right through him.
Or throw him through a wall like he did that warlord. Probably kill him.
And that was the shit when he did that.
That's not Superman. He's not going to throw some normal human being through a wall like that.
Right.
But that was some shit. Well, what about when Batman shoots the guy and kills him? Batman doesn't normally shoot people and kill them.
The dream sequence, wasn't it?
No, that was during a fight.
Yeah, he was bucking at people, especially that last fight where I will say this. They finally got the Batman combat right.
Yeah. Finally.
They basically took the idea from the Rocksteady games and put that into a movie, with the exception of he was actually shooting people.
And I do have a problem with that, because Batman doesn't shoot people.
Right, his father does in the Flashpoint bullshit.
Well, see, that's the thing. Zack Snyder went and said his wife Batman kills people is he based it off of the Dark Knight Returns. But Batman didn't shoot people during that. There's a scene in there where after he fought these people called the Mutants. He beat their leader and they became the Sons of Batman, and they were using guns. And he took the guns and took them apart. He's like, this is the weapon of our enemies. We got to be better than our enemy.
Yeah, it's kind of like, in Batman, it's kind of like Dragon Ball Z. Because you know, like in Dragon Ball Z, anytime somebody pulls out a gun, it's like, silly rabbit. Like, every single time, it's always like that. Like, really, nigga? Like, every time somebody pulls a gun in Dragon Ball Z, you're like, really, nigga? And that's how Batman usually is. He's like, really, nigga? I'm Batman. And then takes care of them without shooting anybody.
Yeah.
So.
Now, how did you guys like the Batman? Okay, I appreciate the fact that they, at the beginning of the movie, they did kind of make fun of the voice, and they explained to us the voice modulator.
Bruh, I'm glad that they did the voice thing, because the Christian Bale voice is the worst thing to happen to Batman ever.
Yeah.
But now what about the other part where, I mean, like, Alfred was, I don't like this Alfred too much.
Yeah, I'm with you there. He was a little bit okay. So the fact that I know that this guy is Scar kind of throws me off in the first place, because he's fucking Scar. He does the voice of Scar in The Lion King.
Yeah.
For anyone, if you're too slow, come on. But like, knowing that guy is Scar, fuck that guy. But second of all, like, he wasn't like Alfred is the guy. He's there to kind of help. But he helps with wisdom. Like, Alfred ain't just fixing the fucking car.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, Alfred doesn't just, Alfred's not the fucking mechanic. Like, there's, you know, but I guess it makes a little bit more sense that Alfred can do all of that stuff, because, if you think about it, like, the whole Batcave and stuff gets done, but how the fuck did one guy pull that off? So it made a little bit of sense, because the only other way that you could pull this off is Batman had contractors do it and he had to kill them all. So the homie Eclectic did a show a long time ago on Batman and how Batman is really a villain and all that other shit. So if you look for that podcast, it's out there in the ether somewhere. But basically, he said, like, he had to get contractors, because there's no way one man could have did the Batcave by himself. But the only way that he could have kept that secret is if he had the contractors build it and he killed them all.
True.
Makes sense.
So what do we think about the Batman fighting scene?
We just talked about that.
Well, no, we didn't get up to the Batman Superman fighting scene in the church.
You Skyped out a little bit, but you said the Batman Superman fighting scene. I thought it was cool, but like, the idea that Batman kept shooting him with the poison, shooting him with the mist, realized that the mist was wearing off, and didn't immediately go like, oh shit, I need more mist. Like, they fought after that, and it's like, this isn't supposed to be a fight.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's this whatchacallit, and it said how the fight should have gone. And it's basically like, you know, they both show up, Superman shows up, snaps his neck, and walks away. Because that's really there's really, like, without the kryptonite, like, you can't really, like, and then also, here's another thing. That means he had to keep those kryptonite canisters on him. But Batman doesn't know that he has to keep those in lead in order to keep them, you know, in order to block them from Superman. So that means it was probably the canisters that they were in was probably not leaded. So every time that Superman got close to him, he should have fell.
Yeah, he was getting weak.
Yeah.
And it just, I mean, some of it didn't make any sense. I thought the fight was all right, but some of it didn't make any sense.
So, although the part where Batman started punching Superman and that mist wore off, and he's like, dink,
yeah,
dink, dink. Like,
go down. Mm-hmm. Well, I know we're running long, so quickly, everybody just give your take on that Batman fight, right?
We just did.
Oh, well, Jay didn't give his last parts on the Batman fight.
I thought it was good. I mean, I liked it. It was pretty, I don't know, it wasn't like terrible.
But now,
it's probably one of the better parts of the movie, though.
But now, what about him being able to be stopped?
Are you not paying attention because you're in the kitchen?
No, I'm paying attention. What about him being able to be stopped by freaking Martha?
I let out
a audible groan when I seen that happen. I was like, really?
Okay, I saw a meme where before I saw the movie, I saw a meme where they put a thing over Step Brothers. It was like, my mother's name is Martha. My mother's name is Martha, too. Did we just become best friends? Like that type of thing. So I had seen that meme before I watched the movie. It was grown worthy. Very much so.
Oh, I've seen a better one. There's a still where like Superman has his hand on Batman's chest. This says, "My safe word's Martha."
Dang.
Okay.
All right. I actually did like it, but the problem was like, okay, it's a little bit too obvious that both their mothers were named Martha. But what I liked about it is the acting from, was it Ben Affleck? Like, the seriousness he had about that is just phenomenal.
But here's the problem I had with it. It took my wife, like, 10 minutes of me explaining that there was Martha and Martha. And she just couldn't figure out why did Batman stop fighting Superman because of that word.
And was Batman's mom always named Martha?
Yeah. Martha Wayne.
I didn't know that was Superman's mom, though. Not until that scene.
No, I knew Martha Kent, right?
Now, okay, and then we're going to jump ahead to the last one where we get our Ninja Turtle Doomsday.
Hated every bit of
yes.
it.
Yes. Warner Brothers and DC already shot their load.
Yep.
They shot their load. So when Superman returns, which he's going to because he's in Justice League, he's basically unstoppable now. He will have no peril. Nothing will be able to stop him because he's already died. So nothing's going to be major.
But here's my biggest problem with this. Lex Luthor, who is supposed to be the smartest freaking... He's always one or two, three... In every comic book, he's always got a plan for a plan and contingency plans for every plan that he's made. He decides that he's going to be the one to make Doomsday because Doomsday is going to go ahead and destroy Batman and destroy Superman now. But then what is going to destroy or how is he going to control Doomsday? Because basically, Lex Luthor's
ultimate goal. He can control him because he used his own blood. That's how he felt about it. We never got to see any of that, but I think he felt like he could control him because there was a part of him in that thing.
But then they should have done that and showed us that he could control him before, because you've left us with that enigma that how could, you know, the Lex Luthor as a character would have never done and unleashed a Doomsday like that without being able to control him or being able to stop him.
Yeah, that's true, because in Man of Steel, the comic book series, Lex created Bizarro and could control him.
Which now also, with all that tech, with all the leftover stuff, are we going to see a Bizarro or are we going to see a Brainiac?
I doubt it. I mean, if they try to bring Brainiac back to another movie, like I know they brought Zod back to another movie, but Zod is something that you could do because Zod is the same as Superman.
But then what are we... I mean, basically now...
We'll see they still haven't announced an actual sequel to Man of Steel, so we're probably never going to get a Brainiac or a Bizarro because there's probably not going to be another Superman movie.
Yeah, according to the DCU movie guide lineup that I found, we're going to be having, and I'll go over it real quick. August, we're going to get Suicide Squad. June of next year, we get Wonder Woman. And then November of 17, we're going to get Justice League. Part 1, and June of 19, we're going to get Justice League Part 2. The Flash movie will be in 2018. Aquaman in 2018. Batman 2018. Shazam 2019. Cyborg 2020. And,
do we really have to keep running down all these?
Well, there's only one more. Green Lantern Corps in 2020.
They blew their load now, and it's going to lessen. It's going to lessen the importance of the other movies.
I mean, unless, and I don't know how you feel, Scott, because once again, being the other DC fanboy, unless...
Man, we got to wrap up. You keep dragging this shit on. Come on, man. We already said what we felt about every aspect of this fucking movie.
No, we're talking about future now. Unless Suicide Squad becomes something, I mean, yeah, they blew their wad, and I don't see them being able to recover from this.
that Suicide Squad is going to have to be something on the level of Guardians of the Galaxy in order for it to see, in order for it to succeed, and I don't think it's going to get there.
Isn't that going to be like its own type of thing? It's not same type of universe, or is it?
Oh, Ben Affleck's in it as Batman. Yeah,
but what do you think, Scott?
That's Batman's Joker.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only way they're going to survive it, I think, is with Suicide Squad.
Well, see, they're already planning on start filming Justice League this month.
But this was a flop.
It wasn't a commercial flop. It's a critical flop.
Yeah. So they're still making their money.
They're still making their money. Yep. Very much so.
Anyways, yes, I know you guys keep saying we got to wrap it up. So I guess, does anybody have any final thoughts on this? I mean,
we said everything.
We destroyed it. Well, like I said, why don't we go ahead?
The last thing I got to say is just, why can't anybody get Superman right? I mean, they got it right in the 70s. I don't see why they can't get it right now. They got Captain America right.
He's too powerful, and he can do too much. It's hard to get him right.
I'm not talking about that. It's just the characterization. I mean, yes, you want to have Superman in the real world. I get that. But Superman is supposed to be the hope of the real world, not just, you know.
First of all, they have to lighten this shit the fuck back up.
Yeah.
Like, they can't work. They can't keep making these dark ass movies because.
Yes. If I want something dark, I'll go watch Daredevil because Daredevil's dark. Right.
Yeah, and the brooding thing. Yeah, and yeah, that's the thing. Brooding, dark brooding is Batman. It's not Superman.
No.
Well, here's what they got to do. They've got to make him more cartoony and probably go back to more like the. What was that guy? Tim Burton. Let Tim Burton do this shit. Let's have fun with it.
You know what you're gonna have to do? You're gonna have to just fuck it and give it to J.J. Abrams. Like, J.J. Abrams seems to be the only person that can take these fucking old properties and make them new again. Yes. You gotta give it to fucking J.J. Abrams.
And that's the thing, he was supposed to do a Superman movie long time ago, before Superman Returns.
Well, I think they better scrap what they've started before they waste all these characters and just and start it over.
They can't scrap it. The only thing that they can do is try to lighten the fucking movie up some. The same way that they said that they were reshooting some of Suicide Squad to add a little bit more lightness to it, because with this shit it's too serious, it's too dark, and nobody likes it.
Well, when are they going to send Superman to the sun? Is that going to be Justice League?
And send Superman to the sun.
Because when they want to resurrect Superman, because we know he's not dead, but you got to send him to the sun. You got to send his coffin to the sun, like they did in the comic book, to resurrect him.
I don't know how they're going to do it in the movie, because I think it had something to do with, you know, them playing off the Dark Knight Returns again, with him getting nuked and being like all decayed in space. Which I still understand why they use that comic as a basis for his damn movie, because it's the one of the worst Batman comics of all time. Now, I know I'll get hate for it because it's beloved, but it's a fucking dumbass fucking story. They make Superman a government puppet, which is not Superman, just because Frank Miller hates Superman. Say, I'm getting frustrated over here.
Anyways, we'll wrap it up. And since you were just going, Scott, tell the folks where they can find you.
Let's see. I'm on Twitter sometimes. Name is Prime117. So if you got hate because I said the Dark Knight Returns sucks, bring it on. I don't care. I'll destroy you.
All right. Jay, tell them. Oh, you got any shout-outs before we go?
Nah, I'm good. I'm good.
Jay, you got any shout-outs? And tell the folks where you can be found.
Just shout-out y'all for letting me be on. I'm Laid Back, the number 4 LYFE, almost everywhere that you can think of. That's about it. I'm not really promoting my podcast right now because I don't record as often as I should.
All right. It's already in the show notes. And he knows it's already in the show notes. I don't even know what the fuck he asked.
Scar, go ahead and give your shout outs and where you can be found.
Shout out to everybody listening. All my shit is in the show notes. Holla at your boy.
And I wanted to say shout out to you guys for coming on and thanks for coming out. Once again, this was another Starcasm Live production, and we are out.